Hello and welcome to the podcast at Finding Direction, coming to you from Iztapaluca, the land of Tarea. Hi, Jim here, and for those of you that didn't know, Tarea is homework, or it can also mean any kind of little chores or things that you need to do. But it's probably most famous for the homework at school, and I wrote a post about this not too long ago, so you might want to review that and get a little background. But anyway, today, this morning, we went to both Hannah's school and Nathaniel's school to talk to whoever was appropriately in charge to see if we could work out something to make the whole situation a little bit easier for us and the circumstances that our kids find themselves in. So we went to Nathaniel's school first and talked to the director of the school, who also happens to be his teacher. She was very understanding. Nathaniel's issue basically is that because of his medication and so on, he tends to sleep a lot, and he is way better than he was in the fall, where he was just dopey and dozy all the time and sleeping whenever he had a chance. Now he's a lot better, and when he's up, he's alert. But he still sleeps a lot. He gets home from school and sleeps, has a nap, and then he goes to bed fairly early. And in between there, he's doing homework. He doesn't have a lot of extra time. So we talked to her a little bit about that, and didn't come out with anything too concrete. She wasn't really willing to, you know, let us kind of put a limit on the homework at this point. But she did say that, you know, indicated at least that she would kind of keep an eye on it, on the homework situation, and now that she understood better our specific situation, she would try to, I don't know, try to work with us a little bit and hopefully keep his homework down at least to a manageable level so that he has time to play. And in part, I'm sure it's partly just a matter of passing the buck, but in part she is as frustrated as anybody else. And a lot of this stuff really comes from down from the government and so on. And so she's frustrated by some of the things that often have to be done in homework. And I think a lot of what happens is custom and tradition. And you know how it is with tradition. If you keep adding it and adding it year in and year out, pretty soon you have a whole lot of stuff that is just done every year. And that's just the way it's done and the way it's always been done. And every year there's new stuff. So anyway, I'm hoping that she'll work with us a little bit on this, and hopefully we'll be able to keep his homework down to a manageable level so he has some time to play and that sort of thing. So she was very helpful, and we really appreciate her. We like the school. We like both these schools a lot, so there's a lot of positive things here, and I don't want you to get the impression that it's all negative. Next we went to, I should also say that Maida Fry went with us, and she was very, very helpful with the Spanish and just adding another voice to the situation and that sort of thing. So anyway, we appreciate her too. Lots to be thankful for, right? We went to Hannah's school next and talked to one lady that was there, not Hannah's teacher, but a lady who was in charge of some of the aspects of the school. And she was very helpful. I think she was rather nervous as to why we were coming to talk to her, so I think her relief played in our favor quite a bit. But Hannah is in a completely different situation. She has a lot of homework as well, but her situation is that she is also doing a social studies and English course from Canada, and so she's trying to do kind of like two different schools in a day, and it's a lot for her. But fortunately, she does not have problems with the material at school here in Mexico. She's you know, one of the best students in her class. One of her best subjects is Spanish, so she's doing very well. So what we basically decided to do with her is to cut out the vast majority of her homework altogether. And so that'll be a huge help. It's not necessarily less work for us, because what's going to happen is we're going to have the time to focus on and catch up on her English school in the evening. So she's still going to be working, but she'll be working on that and not trying to do everything. So hopefully, again, she will have time to do some work, to play, and have a little bit of a balance, a little more of a balance. So that's helpful. And obviously, if there's things that she's falling behind on or needs reinforced, we're happy to do a little bit of homework from that. But for the next little while, we're going to try and focus on catching up with some of the English work that we have to do. So that was very helpful, a lot more concrete. And again, she suggested we revisit it again in a couple of weeks, see how it's going. Hannah had homework tonight, but we're finishing off this week and then trying something new. So we'll see how it goes. That was actually more positive than I even expected, because oftentimes, you know, you can't just go to one meeting and talk to one person and have everything solved, especially here in Mexico. I think you have to go, you know, someone has to talk to someone else, and it's a complex series of events and relationships and discussions and things before something gets done. So hopefully this will be an improvement. Again, it's not necessarily a lot of less work for us either way. And Nathaniel's homework really is the most frustrating, and Hannah's does it on her own. It's just the amount of time it takes. So we are taking it one step at a time, and we'll see if things can improve a little bit over the next couple of weeks. And we appreciate, again, both these schools and the fact that the teachers are willing to work with us in our unique situations. We don't want to get out of work and necessarily do a lot less than all the other kids, but we have definitely a unique situation, and we're just trying to balance things the best we can with the expectations of the schools and the governments, Mexican and Canadian, and the needs of our kids. So those of you that have been praying and even saw my Facebook status this morning that we were going and prayed, thank you very much. We appreciate it. And we are working with it, and hopefully we'll see some improvement and try to get some balance. So thanks a lot. Just thought you might like an update to hear how it went today, and we'll see how it is in the next few weeks. Thanks for listening. This has been the podcast at Finding Direction. You can visit it at CottrellCompass.com/blog. Bye for now.